Welcome to the Scoop Podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. And today on the podcast, we have Carl Kinghorn. He is vice president of production for the ERP division of EFC Systems by EverAg. Carl, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So Carl, your role there at EFC Systems, just tell us a little bit about what you do and how you're working in that side of the ag retail business.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been with EFC for quite a while, and it's been really exciting. My role today, when I came up, we were a much smaller company. And I was working as a software developer on our core ERP products. And that's where I've been the majority of my journey with EFC. And the role that I'm in today, I guess, really centers me around how do we continue to deliver those quality solutions that is at the center of that, kind of ERP risk management, digitally transformative process for our customers. We're really trying to help our customers, best serve their customers at the end of the day.
So Carl, the team at EFC Systems has really tried to keep the customer at the center of the products that you are bringing forward, which seems like a really important part of being a specialty software company. So how do you guys listen to ag retailers, understand some of their problems, do some of that discovery when it comes to the software then that you develop?
So I'm supported by an amazing team that really focuses on the market and our customers, right? So we've got an amazing set of people who are out there listening to what our customers are saying, and then we're listening to those like trends in the industry to try to marry those two things together and ensure that we're coming out with a solution that not only meets an individual customer's need, but also like what can we do to help drive that market forward to really help them. Possibly with things that they don't even know that they need, right? So like that's a critical thing I think that we all get involved in talking about is like, well, yes, like, this is kind of the way things have been done, but how do we turn that way things have been done in combination with the knowledge that we've accrued through all the time that we've, been doing this and turn it into a real solution that can actually make like a tangible change? I think that's the critical kind of piece that we put together.
Well, that's all about digital transformation, right?
I mean,
the way things have always been done versus maybe the way they could or should be. Do you have just one example that you could share with our listeners?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think digital transformation is that, hot button industry topic right now. And, I think we sometimes will talk about the tools before we talk about the value. And I think the value of digital transformation is really a critical like baseline to have before we talk about like the specifics. And I think the critical piece there is, we've got better tooling that helps, allow our customers do their business, where the work needs to be, right? So trends in mobility, bringing things out that we can help them kind of work where the work is. But all those kind of pieces, mobility, work in the office, et cetera, they're all gathering data that once we can take, the data that we're gathering and kind of put a lens on it and say, all right, well, how do we have a better, or how do we enable our customers to create better data-led initiatives so that they're really thinking about that maturity of their organization where they can, take that and then measure the outcome, like make some sort of predictions. Cause I think the success lies in where you're able to quickly adapt to like what's going on. Also, can you predict what's going to happen? And I think that's what's really called for in today's ag industry, to make sure that you're meeting the needs of the customers, but also driving your own success.
So Carl, if you could think back to when you first started working in ag software and fast forward to today, what has been the biggest change in the way that the industry is using technology?
So I think we could say that the industry has maybe been a little bit more of a laggard when it comes to adopting technology just in general. I think there's a lot of various reasons for that. But you know, when I first started in the industry, I didn't know ag. I was a software developer, and I was just like interested in working for a good software company. It turned into something where I was able to understand the market, and it's really a compelling place to be. So you know, when I think back and I look at like, you know, where we were and where we've been, I think the understanding of that value, what I was trying to talk about before, you know, trying to really get to not just a, you know, what do I need to use to do my business, right? What's the operational side of things? Like, great, I've got ways to execute on X, Y, and Z. But move from that operational focus to the operational driving data that leads to decision making, and I think that decision making using that digitally transformative kind of like opportunities in the industry to really get that end of the day decision made, so that we can do something better the next time or do something better this season, etc.
So that is Carl Kinghorn. He is the Vice President of Production of the ERP division at EFC Systems by EverAg. Carl, we're going to talk about the future, but first we're going to go to a quick message from our commercial sponsor. FycoTerra ST is an award-winning seed treatment developed to supercharge your seed and the soil around it. FycoTerra ST delivers a unique mode of action by delivering a high-quality carbon source to wake up the beneficial microbes within the spermosphere where the seed first interacts with the soil. These microbes then go to work supporting germination, vigor, faster developing root structures, and stand establishment. Application is simple, and FycoTerra ST is compatible with other seed treatment products. Are you ready to wake up the soil of your winter wheat crop? Learn how with FycoTerra ST. Welcome back to the Scoop Podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. Carl Kinghorn is back. He's the Vice President of Production at the ERP division at EFC Systems by EverAg. Carl, just a little bit about the future. When you think about some of the things that your team is working on, some of the feedback that you're hearing from ag retail, what kind of insights would you share with someone as far as what's coming and how they should prepare?
I really think it's a lot of what we've been talking about. I think it's a continuation of that adoption and maturity. I think we've talked about data a few times, and maybe that's where my mind lives quite often when I'm thinking about, where are we now and how do we continue to push forward? I think there's a rapid maturity of how we use that information or how we use that data to drive those decisions, as we were just talking about. But I think there's massive opportunity to put that right where the workers are, so it's not just leveraging that information to have a better report for a manager, but it's also leveraging that information and finding the right intersection of the operational tooling and the insights that you need at that moment. So how do we put something intelligently in someone's hands, that's context aware of what they're doing, so that they can make sure that they've got the tools that they need to really help them be successful. Well, I think that's the critical going forward piece.
No, that's excellent. So a big thing I've noticed is just the connections being made across software. And Sure. What could you share there about how that's really unlocking some greater potential and maybe eliminating some obstacles to adoption?
Well, I think anytime you start talking about the connections between various third parties, essentially finding the right intersection of where everybody's done things fairly well, and there's a massive ecosystem of tooling out there that might be right for your business, might be right for the particular way that your operational activities are, et cetera. And being able to kind of bring those things together through various channels. I know that we feel like as a ERP solution, we tend to find ourselves at the middle of a lot of those connections. We've got to. It's the only way that we can be successful is to really find a way that we can bring all these things together to smooth out the well, I've got to transition to this thing, I've got to transition to this thing, and it doesn't really lead to a good operation, which I guess hinders progress overall. So I think ecosystem participation is a critical part of, I mean, really of any, I'd say any, you know, technology company in ag right now should be thinking about how they participate in the ecosystem, but I know it's a critical part of how we think.
That's wonderful. So Carl, the catalyst for our conversation is you were named our 40 Under 40, sponsored by New Farm. So congratulations for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that does recognize 40 leaders in ag retail and the greater ag retail industry under the age of 40. So in that same theme, what would you share for somebody in the early chapters of their career?
I think that it's probably almost universal, but you know, if you're interested in this space, if you're interested in ag or ag retail or any of these things, finding the value that you think you can bring to the table that hopefully aligns with your passions, you know, so you tend to, you know, find yourself driven towards the things that you're more interested in, excited about. But I think if you can figure out the value that you can bring to the table and then constantly come, you know, every day with that in mind and like continue to do that really well. I think that results in people, you know, being able to, you know, accelerate their career, you know, being able to understand, you know, the ways that they can bring those things together, I think, to be successful. You know.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, Carl. So we're going to wrap up with questions that I like to ask everyone who comes on the podcast. Okay. So the first one would be, what keeps you up at night?
That's a hard question. I'd say, well, I mean, probably more, this is less industry and more just me just in general, you know, I'm really excited to come in every day and make sure I can do things that is really more enabling my team to be successful. And so, you know, the things that I'd say that more likely keeps me up at night are things around making sure that my team feels like they're aligned with our goals, and hopefully helping them be successful. So if I feel like I've got somebody out there who isn't able to be successful, that keeps me up at night.
I understand. So what do you wish you knew 6 months ago?
I wish I had a better bead on like the pricing and some like the fertilizer market or something. You know, I think that would be super helpful, but I know that's less about what we're doing. I think 6 months ago, you know, we're kind of focused on a lot of the same things. I mean, I think we've got a good trajectory of what we're trying to accomplish. I don't know if there's been information in the last 6 months that has been a major driver of, you know, like had us taken like a right-hand turn or anything like that. I think there's a lot of little things that make sure we're on the right path, but no, I don't think there's anything I can think about. These are hard questions.
And then this is the last one.
Okay.
What is one prediction for the next 12 months, the year ahead?
All right. So I think really what we're going to see is as, you know, everybody in supply chain continues to adopt technology, I think we're going to see that the retailers, wholesalers that are successful are going to be those ones that are really looking at how they integrate the right tools, the right digitally transformative tooling into their supply chain operations. And not just for, again, that operational that we're talking about, but how do we gain the knowledge from that that output? And make the right decisions as a result. So I think that's what we're going to see as being very successful in the next 12 months.
Now, excellent, Carl. Just a way that we can turn the current situations, perhaps some of the lemons, into some lemonade, right? And get some further insights on how to be more efficient, more productive. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
That is Carl Kinghorn. He is the Vice President of Production ERP Division at EFC Systems by EverAg. I'm editor of The Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. Until we are together next time on the podcast, I hope everyone has a safe and productive season.